Hey there, restaurant pros. It's David Scott Peters, and welcome to episode 93 of the Restaurant Prosperity Formula. I've been coaching restaurant owners since 2003, and the Restaurant Prosperity Formula is based on what the most successful restaurant owners I've worked with do on a daily basis to achieve their success. The basic premise of the formula centered around achieving prosperity, freedom for your restaurant, the financial freedom you deserve. To achieve prosperity, you have to follow a very specific formula made up of leadership, systems, training, accountability, and taking action. Today, we're venturing into the territory that goes unnoticed, but is fundamental to the success of any restaurant, the mindset of the owner. It's not just about the numbers or the quality of your food. It's about how your beliefs, attitudes, and leadership style affect every aspect of your business, from your team's morale to your customer satisfaction. How does your mindset shape your restaurant's culture? And what can you do to ensure it's driving your business towards success? We'll go into that. Let's get started. But first, a word from our sponsor. We all know managing costs is one of the most important parts of running a profitable restaurant, especially now. But between fluctuating vendor prices, waste, labor, and the never-ending list of tasks that demand your attention on a daily basis, it can be challenging for even the most experienced of us to manage costs well. That's where Margin Edge comes in. Margin Edge is a complete restaurant management software that automatically uses data from your POS and invoices to show you food and labor costs in real time. Don't wait until it's too late. Margin Edge gives you tools to make decisions in the moment, like a daily P&L, price alerts on key ingredients, and real-time plate costs, all without ever having to touch a spreadsheet. Take control of your costs, work more efficiently, and be more profitable. Go to www.marginedge.com/DSP to learn more and schedule your demo today. Our journey today revolves around 10 critical mindset questions. These aren't just questions, they're reflections, a mirror into how your leadership is sculpting the environment in which your team operates. But why are these questions so important? Because the answers can unlock the full potential of your restaurant, transforming challenges into opportunities and aspirations into realities. Let's explore these questions one by one, with examples to illustrate their power. Question number one is all about vision and expectations. How clearly do you communicate your vision for your restaurant to your team? Do you actively involve them in understanding and shaping this vision? Imagine a ship where a crew doesn't know the destination. It's not just about setting the course, but ensuring everyone on board understands and is excited about the journey. For example, when a restaurant owner shares the goal of becoming the best farm-to-table restaurant in the city and involves the team in achieving this vision through regular meetings and brainstorming sessions, it aligns efforts and fosters a sense of ownership and pride in their work. Question number two. This is about response to challenges. So, when faced with setbacks or challenges, what is your initial reaction? Do you view these moments as opportunities for growth and learning for both yourself and your team? Consider a restaurant that receives a negative review. We've all felt that, right? Ugh, that Yelp review, that's not my customer, that's not my place. Well, viewing this as a chance to improve and openly discuss it with your team can turn a potentially demoralizing situation into a positive pivot point, enhancing your restaurant's reputation and team morale. Again, accepting it instead of deflecting it. Question three. This is about feedback, a feedback culture, if you will. How do you react to feedback? Especially when, say, it's critical. Do you foster an environment where open and honest feedback is encouraged and valued? Think about this. A chef who thanks their team for suggesting a menu improvement shows openness and appreciation for their input, encouraging a culture where everyone feels their voice matters, leading to continuous innovation and improvement. Question four is about empowerment and trust. Do you empower your team members with the autonomy to make decisions? How much do you trust them to handle responsibilities without your direct oversight? For example, say when a server is empowered to resolve a customer complaint right there on the spot without asking a manager, right? Seeking help from a manager. It's not only resolves the issue more efficiently, but it also builds the server's confidence and trust in their judgment. Question five. This is about recognition and appreciation, probably the hottest topic in the industry right now. The beginning of creating a culture where your people matter, where they feel appreciated, a positive work environment, an employer of choice. How often do you acknowledge and appreciate the efforts and achievements of your team? Do you understand the impact of recognition on the motivation and their loyalty? Celebrating team member success stories during a staff meeting, for example, can significantly boost morale and show your team that hard work, it doesn't go unnoticed. How about question number six? This is about adaptability. How open are you to change, especially when it involves altering traditional ways of doing things in your restaurant, right? Oh, that's the way we've always done it. The most dangerous phrase in your business. That's the way we've always done it. Can you adapt your leadership style to meet the evolving needs of, well, your team and your business? The restaurant industry is an ever-evolving industry. An owner who revises their menu based on customer feedback and trends demonstrates adaptability, encouraging a culture of flexibility and innovation within the team. How about question seven? This is about personal growth. Do you invest time in your personal development as a leader? How does your growth or lack thereof reflect in your business and team's performance? Attending a leadership workshop and sharing your learning with your team not only enhances your skills, but also inspires your team to pursue their growth, creating a ripple effect of improvement across your restaurant. And I know this is the type of person you are. Heck, you're listening to this podcast now. You're on a quest to learning. Just remember, you need to share. Question number eight, it's about work-life balance. This is big, right? With me, the restaurant prosperity formula. Restaurant prosperity is freedom for your restaurant and the financial freedom you deserve, starting with you as a restaurant owner having work-life balance, a life outside your business, time to spend with your family, your friends, your interests. How do you manage the balance between your personal life and your work? Do you lead by example in promoting a healthy work-life balance for your team? By setting an example, such as prioritizing family time and encouraging your staff to do the same, you promote a healthy work-life balance, leading to happier, more productive team members. See, the days and ages of when I went through the restaurant ranks as a manager where, you know, we worked 80, 90 hours a week, no days off. Those days are gone. And oh, by the way, for you as an owner, you had to learn that the harder your work, the more hours you put in, doesn't make you more valuable. It's the opposite. That goes true. It's the same for your management team. Question number nine. This is about conflict resolution. How do you handle conflicts within your team? Do you approach a disagreement as an opportunity to strengthen understanding and teamwork? Handling conflicts with empathy, and openness can transform potential discord into a moment of unity. For instance, mediating a disagreement between kitchen staff with patience and fairness can strengthen team bonds and improve communication. Question number 10, this is about succession planning. Are you preparing your team for future leadership roles within the restaurant? How do you ensure that the business can thrive even in your absence? This ensures the longevity and sustainability of your restaurant, creating a legacy of leadership and success that transcends your personal involvement. Heck, that's the basis, again, of restaurant prosperity. That freedom you get from the restaurant means you have managers in place who knows what their job is, how to do it, how well it should be done, more importantly, by when. Your team does things your way when you're there, but especially when you're not. Reflecting on these questions and truly engaging with the answers can be a game changer for restaurants. It's about creating a culture where challenges are met with courage, where feedback fuels growth, and where every team member feels valued and empowered. This isn't just about running a restaurant. It's about leading a team towards sharing success and prosperity. Remember, the journey to restaurant prosperity starts with the right mindset. Until next time, keep leading with passion. Keep striving for excellence. And remember, your mindset is the compass that guides your restaurant to the ultimate destination, success. What I call restaurant prosperity. Hey, that was an awesome episode. I want to thank you for taking the time to take action on building a better, more prosperous restaurant. Before you go, I want to give you these three thoughts. One, by combining leadership and taking action with systems and training being checked by accountability, you are on your way to creating prosperity for you and your restaurant. Two, I have something I need from you. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you happen to listen to podcasts. By leaving us a review, other restaurant pros seeking out this information are able to find it. I read the reviews, and hearing how this information has benefited you does wonders for me. And three, if you find any of the discussions helpful, share them. The more restaurant pros who have access to them, the better we become as an industry. For more restaurant resources or to get in contact with me, connect with me at davidscottpeters.com. Be passionate about what you're doing. Be persistent, but more importantly, become better and help everyone around you become better. And your restaurant is going to kick some ass.